Council will please come to order. Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Goldsman.
Here.
Novick. Hales.
Welcome, everybody. As the president of the council, I will be standing in the shoes of the mayor, who is homesick, and he sends his regrets. And I also, on behalf of the council, want to extend our thoughts and prayers to Commissioner Novick and his family, and we're thinking of him during this difficult period in their life. And we hope he's back with us next week. We have some formalities I need to take care of, and we have a lot of wonderful things on the agenda today. And I just found out about half an hour ago that I'm in charge. So I'm going to ask that you bear with me, and together we'll get through this agenda, but there's a lot of really cool things we're going to be celebrating today. I want to start, as is our tradition, by laying out the rules of the body. The purpose of council meetings is to orderly consider the public's business. Preservation of order and decorum is necessary for due consideration of matters before the council. The public, as always, is welcome to attend and participate. During the meetings, there will be time-limited opportunities for public comment on various agenda items. Although citizens can sign up for communications, public testimony on a council calendar item must address the item being considered. Please state your name for the record. You do not need to give us your address, and you do not need to address me as the president of the council in your comments. If you are a lobbyist, please disclose the information at the start of your testimony. If you are here representing an organization, I ask that you please disclose that as well. Unless otherwise informed, each community member will have 3 minutes to speak in front of the council. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you'll start to hear an annoying beep, and a light will flash on the box in front of you. At 3 minutes, you'll hear 4 beeps, and the lights will start flashing like crazy. And that will remind you that it's time to stop and make way for the next person who's signed up. We ask that you respect the time limits, mostly because if we don't, we cut into the time of other people that have taken time out of their busy days to come join us, and that's just not fair. Please give any handouts that you have to the council clerk to be distributed. The only exception we make to that rule is if we have an honored guest that wants to give something directly to the council. And please, once again, we ask that you only testify as to matters at hand. Council rules of procedure seek to preserve the public order and to ensure that council's deliberations proceed efficiently and that all who want to participate get to be heard. Conduct that disrupts the meetings, for example, shouting during another person's presentation or interrupting testimony, will not be allowed. Please show your support or displeasure with your hands by waving thumbs up, thumbs down. And this is technically a warning that anyone disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from council chambers and excluded from the balance of the hearing. Lastly, if needed, council will take a break at 12 or 12:30, depending on the schedule. I don't think we'll need to do that today. I hope we get through the morning agenda, but I will announce when the meeting will reconvene before we take any break. So with that formal housekeeping done, before we take communications, we have some honored guest colleagues, and I would ask Mayor Shiro, Mayor Mr. Yasuhoko Toda, and his entourage to come forward and take a seat. This is a delegation from the town of, and forgive my pronunciation, Shilaoi in Hokkaido, Prefecture, Japan. They're visiting us. They're a 12-person delegation led by their distinguished mayor. As you know, colleagues, the city of Sapporo, Japan, has been Portland's sister city since 1959 for the last 59 years. We are very pleased that Portland State University, one of our leading public institutions, is facilitating these international exchanges. We hope that they will build relationships and trust and commerce between our two great cities. The purpose of the visit is to develop collaborative relationships with PSU and the Native American community in Portland, and those are who are actively engaged with the Native American communities. The town of Shiro has a population of 18,000. It has received some national awards for its the way it is run, including grants for revitalizing the town and the region. And the city, like the rest of the prefecture of Hokkaido, was populated by the Ainu people of the First Nations. With that, we'll turn it over to our honored guest. Mr. Mayor, welcome.
Shiraui Town, Mayor, my name is Toda Yasuhiko. Portland is a wonderful city. I've been in this
town only for 2 days, but I believe I've observed that the city of Portland is a really nice place.
今日は貴重な時間をいただきありがとうございます。市長が早く元気になるように祈ってます。
Thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to speak with you. I just heard that Mayor Hales is sick at home, so we hope his quick recovery.
Could we ask your delegation to stand and we'll suspend the rules and we'll welcome them with a Portland cheer? So would your...
それでは、代表団の人全員から立ってください。
Let's welcome our friends. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you for honoring us with your presence, Mayor. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, another round of applause for our friends. Thank you, honored guests. I hope you'll stay as long as you'd like, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in the Rose City.